You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Andrew McNeil. I'm the Events and Membership Coordinator here. The Discovery Center has been in the community since the 70s and in a physical location since the 80s, originally on Barrington Street and now here on the waterfront and the Halifax Seaport District, burgeoning Halifax Seaport District. So we've been in the community. We're a not-for-profit organization, and we aim to promote science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, so STEAM, through interactive exhibits, events, etc. So we have a physical location here, a brand new one. February of 2017 we opened, and we're super proud of the building. It's a fantastic space here. We're positioned right in the waterfront, so all sorts of visitors come by us, as well as locals. So we have a very a thriving membership community as well, which I oversee. So every 3 to 4 months we have a traveling exhibit, and outside of that we have permanent galleries and exhibits. So right now we have the Science of Ripley's Believe It or Not, and that's been a huge hit, especially over March break, which just happened. And then we also have an ocean gallery on level one, which opened in June of 2018. We have our level two galleries, which is flight, aerospace, and energy. Sorry, my apologies. Health, flight, slash aerospace, and energy galleries. And then on our level three, we have a visitor lounge, and we also have our children's gallery as well, our RBC Someday Street. We have all sorts. We have community outreach programs, so we go out in the community to schools. We have portable planetariums. So we do all sorts of activities outside of the center as well. And then, of course, we bring schools inside the center as well all the time. We promote science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, and IMATEP's Legacy Academy is doing the same thing. So they're aiming to help improve student success and to bridge the achievement gap in for students of African heritage in Nova Scotia, primarily, I believe, between grades 6 to 12. So they're obviously a natural fit for a conference here, and we're happy to host them. This summer upcoming, so we have a new featured exhibit. Stay tuned for the announcement of our new featured exhibit. That'll be around May. And yeah, just an exciting summer coming up. We invite everyone in the community and people visiting Halifax to stop by and see us and see all the interactive exhibits we have. People of all ages really have a lot of fun here, so.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.